Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
The UK has announced their budget this week. There's a hope in the UK as the vaccine rolls out at pace, unlike most other places. But there's also a concern, seeing as the UK has a debt of a staggering £2.1 trillion. The budget reflected this in terms of giving and taking. Delighted to be joined by our regular UK economist, David Smith. He's the economics editor with the Sunday Times. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning to you. Nice to talk to you.
You too, David. Just kind of, I suppose, let's start with anecdotally, there's a sense of envy over this side of the water that you guys are doing really well on the vaccination to, what is it, 21 million odd, 40.5% of the population getting their first dose. Also, the reopening of the economy, you seem to be ahead of us there as well. And finally, just the part in this week that recognising that the economic cost of COVID must be repaid, you seem to have made decisions there. So all in all, we're slightly envious of you at the moment. What do you say to that?
Well, that's nice to hear. And the I think the success of the vaccination programme has been quite an achievement. And it sort of took people a bit by surprise because, you know, the government's responses to the pandemic weren't noted for their success before the vaccination programme. The, you know, we've had a very high death toll, as you know, and also things like test and trace. You know, Boris Johnson was boasting quite early on that we had a world-class system, and we didn't. So, the success of the vaccination programme has been very good. It reflected, I think, a lot of forward thinking. You know, back in January last year, they started to think about how they would procure vaccines as they became available, spent money both on helping develop vaccines, but also on manufacturing capacity. So so that's all gone very well, and it stood us in good stead. And in terms of easing the lockdown, all schools will go back on next week, starting on Monday, and then we begin, it is hoped, a progressive period of easing lockdown, which will be completed by June the 21st. So it still means that the first 3 months of the year are a bit of a write-off as far as the economy is concerned, but then we should start to return to growth as the year goes on. And strong growth, I think.
Yeah. If we look, David, at the budget, Rishi Sunak's budget this week, interesting as well about, you know, the corporation tax hikes. What's your view on that, where they're going to go from 19% to 25% in 2 years? Is that quite, what are the business community saying about that?
Well, the business community, I mean, the budget itself was a combination of firstly continuing to support the economy. So the furlough scheme we've got, which keeps people on the books of their employers, will continue till September, other support. And the total support for the economy during the pandemic, he put just over £350 billion, so a lot of support. The good thing about the corporation tax hike was that it is delayed for 2 years.
Yeah.
The bad thing is that, as you suggest, lots of businesses think this is a retrograde step, loading it all onto business. And 25%, you know, is twice the Irish rate. No longer will the UK have an advantage in terms of a lower corporation tax than many other economies. So it puts us in the middle of the pack on some measures, quite high up in the pack. And at a time when, you know, post-Brexit, the aim is to attract investment. So slightly mixed feelings about that, I think.
And what about the stealth tax? Well, a supposed stealth tax where the extra revenue will be brought in by not indexing tax bans and allowances. And I think this is a cop out for politicians, because they can kind of say, well, we didn't change the bans, but, you know, by not looking at them, you're going to have an extra 1.3 million people coming into the higher tax band.
Yeah, very much so. And this is, you know, this is something that 40 years ago, in what was known as the, you know, the austerity budget, Geoffrey Howe for the Conservatives did in 1981. But at that time, of course, inflation was much higher, so the pain was bigger. This will be gradual over 4 years, starting from April next year. And I think the thing about this is that if you think about what the Conservatives have done in office, they spend a long time increasing that tax allowance, so effectively taking people out of tax. Now they are bringing people back into tax in the way you describe. And I think the politics of this are that, you know, Rishi Sunak, the Chancellor, said he would be honest with people. This is slightly dishonest, because just as people didn't particularly notice the tax cut when the allowance was being increased, so the hope is they won't notice too much the tax increase when they're brought into tax, or they're paying more tax than they might have expected. It really is a stealth tax increase. So yeah, slightly naughty in that respect.
There was another one, David, I was very interested in, because I think it's, and this is this, I suppose, the boost for companies who invest in their business. They get a rate of 130%. So I think the example I saw was that if a company spends 10 million on a new piece of equipment under existing tax law, it could deduct 2.6 million against tax. But under these new measures, 10 million would give you a 13 million deduction. And I think the catch is that it has to be spent in the next 2 years. But that seems to me to be a very clever initiative to get businesses to reinvest in themselves.
Yeah, it's a clever initiative. About a year ago, I wrote about the idea of full expensing, which allows 100% deduction. This is 130%, so it's generous. And I think this has been welcomed. It will provide the kind of boost to business investment that the UK has been lacking, particularly since the Brexit referendum, when business investment has been very weak. It's only for 2 years, as you suggest. I think in the absence of this, and what the government was worried about, what the Chancellor was worried about, was that if you just announced a delayed corporation tax increase, then the prospects for business investment over the next couple of years would have been pretty weak. And so this boosts it. It brings it forward from future years. It gives you a good business investment story to tell over the next couple of years. And then it's withdrawn, and then you go back to pretty weak business investment, unfortunately. So it's a good measure, but it is a temporary measure. And I think that's the big caveat about this this change. And that of course, has been, you know, warmly welcomed by businesses in the UK.
Okay. And finally then, David, are you relatively optimistic then about the economic future for the UK, or do you see some speed bumps in the near future?
I'm optimistic about the next couple of years, because I think we're going to see strong growth, partly as a result of that business investment boost, but mainly because consumers will start to spend the savings they built up during the pandemic. But there was nothing in the budget to lift long-term growth or lift productivity, which has been very weak. So I think there is still, and I'm writing in the Sunday Times tomorrow, there's still quite a lot of work to be done in terms of fixing that productivity problem, in terms of fixing that long-term growth problem. So okay, Next couple of years, good. After that, still a challenge.
Who knows? Well, listen, David Smith, economics editor with the Sunday Times. We'll read your piece tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.